AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Milton, now a Category 3 storm, is approaching Florida's west coast with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. The Tampa Bay area is home to more than 3.3 million. Mayor Jane Castor.
What we're looking at is a storm of the century. It goes a bit north, that is the worst case scenario. It goes a bit south, that's the best case scenario, but it's not good. Look at what happened with Helene, the worst that most of us who've grown up in the city have seen. And that literally was a walk in the park compared to what Milton's going to bring our way.
Milton's already produced several tornadoes in the state. In the Middle East, an Israeli airstrike hit a Lebanese civil defense center, killing 5 members stationed there. Israel's expanding its ground operation against Hezbollah. The militant group today claimed a rocket attack that killed 2 people in Kiryat Shemona in northern Israel. And a large-scale Israeli operation against Hamas in northern Gaza has left dozens dead there. Saker Magani reports President Biden's been on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time in 7 weeks.
It came amid the president's growing frustration with the prime minister, who's repeatedly ignored U.S. calls for ceasefires in Gaza and Lebanon. The White House says the call lasted about a half hour, with Vice President Harris joining.
It was direct. It was productive.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says they did discuss Israel's response to Iran's recent ballistic missile attack, and while she would not speculate, Israel's defense chief says the retaliation will be lethal and surprising. Meantime, Netanyahu's office confirmed he'd recently spoken with former President Trump, whose campaign says that should not be surprising. Jean-Pierre says it also should not amount to much. There's one person in charge of American foreign policy.
It's one president at a time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A strong finish for stocks today.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks rose to more record highs on Wall Street, despite another big drop in China. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Wednesday to beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rallied 431 points, that's about 1%, to hit its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. Wall Street was relatively calm despite another hectic day for China's markets. Stocks fell in Shanghai to their worst loss since February 2020, following disappointment that China's government isn't offering more stimulus for the world's second-largest economy. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.07%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has issued a severe geomagnetic storm watch for the next 2 days. An outburst from the sun detected earlier this week could disrupt power and radio signals. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.